Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is, April 21st. It's, apparently, because I'm not one of those people that, partakes of the devil's lettuce, 420, was spent me working, doing stuff, getting ready to finish some work that I'm doing now, and getting this podcast going. I'm a little bit late coming to it as I've had to defend myself today. I had to fight off aliens and their men in black cohorts. I know it sounds crazy, but ever since I did that last podcast and basically just opened myself up to not only public ridicule, but the powers that be, the nebulous they sent their hit squad today. It was a group of aliens. It was three of them, of course. They always work in threes. And the one nice part about it was I saw it coming. I was in my element. I was armed. I didn't really need to because they're just like, you know, they're like small people. You know, they really don't have a lot of upper body strength either. They're very spindly. And, you know, if you punch them, they just go right down. It's like punching a kid. Not that I would know about beating children or anything. I'm just saying that, you know, you punch one of these little aliens in the face, it'll go right down like a sack of potatoes. Anyway, the men in black guys, they were a little taller, you know, and they were, you know, but they were not really prepared for, you know. Because here's the thing is that I'm not frightened easily. And when they're trying to use that mind wipe intimidation nonsense, it just doesn't work. And I don't know if it's because, you know, I come from a history of child abuse or whatever, but the point is that I know when somebody's bluffing and I know when somebody's not bluffing. And these guys, of course, I don't think they really felt like they needed to be there. They were there because somebody told them to be there. And that's what I get a lot out of these people. It's just, you know, whenever aliens show up, it's like, look, we're only doing our job, you know? We're only doing what we're told. And if you would just simply shut up, you know, maybe we, you know, quit telling the truth about us, maybe we wouldn't have to be here. You see, and what's really funny is that, now, if you listen to the previous podcast on Easter Sunday where I talked about I was just going to make shit up in order to grow my listener base. Well, apparently it's working because I went from like 3 listeners to 15. And I'm still, although I am still the least listened to podcast on the entirety of the internet, a five-fold jump in listenership, all because I started talking shit and going, you know, going off the rails here, talking about how moon men are trying to kidnap me. You know, this is what should this have been the entirety of my show? Should I've just been making shit up the entire time? I mean, here's the thing: is that there's this podcaster who's got his thing, you know, and I did take him to the woodshed. I didn't know all of the specifics why he had to cancel his show, but I still don't believe any of it. And then, you know, there's another guy who calls himself the Patriot Street Fighter. And this guy, it's just, you know, he's pretty laughable, too. He was the one that was saying, you know, Special Forces were having this gun battle in Germany over a server, the Trump thing, you know. And here's the thing is that people that peddle hope are probably the most goddamn offensive people I've ever heard on all of the podcasts and all of the talk radio shows and stuff like that. I'm just like, you know what, just stop bullshitting us. You know, just, you know, when we held out hope that, you know, the Clintons were going to get prosecuted way back when they were still in office for Charlie Tree and the corruption that they had, or George Bush first, you know, I mean, please, just stop. We all know the truth of how things really work in the world. So anyway, this douchebag that I was talking about before who, you know, had to cancel his show, and I think it was more or less because I think that he thinks of himself as a gifted musician, but when he was actually, you know, put up or shut up, let's let's do some jamming with a country music guy. I don't think it happened because maybe he just got stage fright, and that's okay. You know, I mean, just, you know, own it. I don't care. Just stop making shit up that people are trying to kill you. You know? Nobody's trying to kill you. You have 1 million followers. There are 7 or 8 billion people in the fucking world. You are a moth fart. I'm not even one of the particulates out of a moth's butt, you know. And I'm, you know, it's. But here's the thing: is that, like I was saying before, I make one joke about making shit up, and all of a sudden, I mean, and here's the thing: is I was only kidding, but I have gone from 3 to 4 listeners to 15 to 16, and like I said, it's a fivefold increase, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just gonna start my show off every day with the fist fight that I had to have in my backyard. Actually, these guys, they were in the backyard this time. I have a Ford asshole in the back. Where, I mean, I'm not actually kidding. I have a observation tower in my backyard where I look down upon the denizens of my neighborhood just in case, you know, aliens. I mean, I'm like the alien first responder. I'm going to be the one to see them first. And, you know, but this time, you know, I actually saw them. They were actually in the yard. The dogs were, like, not having it. And then, you know, like I was saying, though, these little alien guys, and, you know, here's the thing, is that people talk about alien abduction, and this is how they get you. See, you're sleeping. They always come when you're sleeping. You know, and if you've ever seen, like, footage of people when they first wake up, they're, like, they're panic-stricken or whatever, that's how they get you, because you're not expecting to wake up and see a pair of big black eyes right there, you know, and he's got the little thing, it's like a taser. So, I mean, they have the jump on you. You're powerless. And this is the reason why their shit works, but, you know, if you catch them first, they're like, oh, fuck. You know, then they got to fucking teleport or do whatever they got to do to get back to their ship. And see these assholes, I mean, it was like one of those things where there's like, holy shit, he fucking sees us. How did that happen? Kevin, did you leave the fucking invisibility ray off? What the hell is wrong with you? And then, like I was saying, you know, these things, they're just going to, like, if you're just smacking around a bunch of little kids, just whack, you know, and then they just go like halfway across the yard. I think they weigh about 6 pounds apiece. I mean, I've got a cat that weighs more than they do. And, you know, and then, but like I was saying, you know, then it was like, you know, after I had that, you know, and then I had to, you know, push them over the fence, you know, I'm sure my neighbors behind me probably were like, who the hell is this? What the fuck is this white boy doing throwing his shit over there? Are those dolls? What kind of weird dolls has he got? You know, and then I threw him over the fence, and then, of course, the men in black came and took him away. And then, of course, then I had to deal with those guys. They were like, hey, you know, we need to talk to you. And I'm like, get the fuck off my porch. See, I'm making all of this shit up. I'm making this all up. And everyone that listens to this, God, I hope you understand this is sarcasm. This is all a joke because I don't, you know, I'm talking out my ass right now because, like I was saying before, I'm proving a point. If I start making shit up that isn't real, people will start listening to my podcast. And that's how that guy got, I think, where he got to where he is. That's what I mean, with the exceptions of a few people, I think most of the people that are doing well and have huge listenerships are usually probably invariably dishonest, at least on a certain level. You know, I'm just telling it like it is. I mean, most people expect weird shit from me anyway, but I mean, now that I'm just making it up for the fuck of it, man, sky's the limit, literally. I mean, I could talk about how I piloted my Millennium Falcon into the shop today to get the power converters changed out on it. I could just start making shit up randomly, you know, and then probably be more convincing than some of these other people. But all kidding aside, though, that, like I said, that first section of the show has been complete fiction other than, you know, my own narration, which is, you know, what I'm talking about. The point that I'm making, that is very real, because I think that if you come at any kind of show and you're absolutely over the top, people will listen to you. And, you know, and if they're listening to it for truth, that's one thing. If this is straight up entertainment, that's entirely something else. And that's more or less where I was going today with all of this, is that I would much rather be entertaining and not pretend that it's something that it isn't. I mean, if my life was actually threatened, I would have a completely different tone. I would, absolutely. I would have a completely different tone. If Men in Black actually showed up on my doorstep, believe me, I think my tone might be decidedly different. If aliens actually landed in my backyard, yeah, there'd be probably some points of contention, you know? Here's the thing, is if they landed tonight, though, and they try to abduct me, I have one advantage. I did have a bunch of chocolate milk today, and what my body does with dairy products is akin to what bacteria does to a human corpse. It's one of those things where, you know, the bloating starts, and next thing you know, bad things can come out of any end of me. So, I mean, when it comes right down to it, if you prepare yourself in advance, you can pretty well stave off alien abduction by just simply eating the right foods. I like to have a bouquet of chili and corn if I feel like an abduction is coming. So that way they're like, you know what, maybe we're not going to do any butt stuff to this guy. Let's just, you know, milk him like a cow and send him on his way. That's what I would much rather have as opposed to the other thing. If you know your enemy and you know their weaknesses, this is how you can fight and win. And, you know, and it's like anything else. You can have these discussions and they'll make perfect sense if you are of the initiated. And if you are of the initiated, chances are you might see something humorous in this. But I was making fun of somebody who isn't here to defend themselves. And believe me, if they were, I would just simply come right out and ask them, hey, how do you get so many people wanting to kill you? You know, I mean, here's the thing is, and oddly enough, no, and this is where I'm going to actually play devil's advocate and actually maybe even defend this guy a little bit. You see, on any given day, I can piss off the wrong person and have them want to kill me. Matter of fact, I know that firsthand because in 2011, this asshole shot up my house because I simply disrespected him and told him to get the fuck out of my yard. And so I can kind of see how crazies can just, you know, go off the rails and stuff like that. But I mean, if you've got somebody that's like, you know, how could you possibly have fans looking the way you do? You see, you're not a woman, and I'm talking specifically about a man that has this type of podcast, and I look at it, this guy, and I'm like, there is no one in their right mind that wants to kill you, and I'm not saying that people wouldn't want to, purely out of, I just want this guy's voice to stop talking, you know, just high thread count pillow over the face, you know, until he passes out. I think that'd probably be sufficient, but I'm not advocating any violence towards this guy whatsoever. He's, I'm sure, a nice enough guy. I just think he's full of histrionics and nonsense. But then again, that's, you know, I don't know. I've had my life threatened before on several occasions, and my best response was to always be ready, you know, to meet violence with violence. And I'm not saying that it's good to be that kind of a person. I mean, if you're wired that way, then yeah, it's fine. And I am. I come from a violent household. I come from a lot of violence. And I know what it does, and I know how to react to most things. And you know, but again, my tone would be sufficiently different if I had actually had to fist fight a Wendigo. I'd probably be a lot more winded. I may even have a speech impediment, maybe some chipped teeth. If I actually fought little gray aliens in the backyard, I'd just mop the fucking floor with them. I mean, just like, you little shit. You know, I'm like, you look like you're made out of paper mache. Let's test it out. You know, oh, look at that. You know, it's the problem with this, and like, well, you like that little role reversal, and I'll use your mouth like a sock puppet. No, I'm just, I mean, the thing of it is that aliens and all of these other paranormal type entities, right? They prey on your fear. And I think fear sells a lot of things. I think fear is a far more interesting commodity. If you were to take comedies versus horror films, right, and lay them side by side, comedies do pretty well, but horror films is really where they make a lot of the bank. Science fiction horror, especially, that's where they make a lot of money. And so by amending the format of my podcast to include a certain ration of bullshit, I think I can be entertaining to a point and have it still be fun while making fun of other people. No, I don't want to make fun of other people. And actually, to tell you the God's honest truth, this will probably be the last time that I fuck around and make jokes like this. Because here's the thing, is that sure as shit, knowing my luck, I guarantee it, I'll walk out my door tomorrow, I'll get ready to go to like my favorite coffee shop, and there'll be a clown posse of aliens, Wendigos, and a fucking Men in Black just supervising. That would be my luck. Because this is how my luck works. My luck works like this. If I am prepared for something, it doesn't happen. If I'm not prepared to be confronted, like, let's say, a Men in Black type situation, yeah, that shit will happen. It's why I have like two spare tires, and I have like a tire inflator and a jump starter and all these other things in my car. I will never have a problem with my car stalling, typically, unless it's a Jeep. And all of that, if you're prepared for these types of things, none of this stuff will actually happen. But like I said, my luck is as such that if I say something, I start talking shit about it, then all of a sudden it's going to happen. I don't know if that's the power of oh, what the hell is that? The power of manifestation or something like that, where you manifest your reality. Because here's the thing, is the last thing I want to be is like one of these people that has a trademark that says they do certain things when they actually don't. I remember talking to a UFO guy some years ago, or we're talking like almost a decade now. And actually, it's been over a decade, probably 14, 15, 16 years, 16 years probably. And he was telling me about, he was actually wanting me to do some comic book work back in the day. And he was telling me like that morning he physically fought a Men in Black guy, in his office that day. At that point, I was like, okay, yeah, you're a little weird. And I left it at that. I didn't say anything derogatory, and I'm not going to bring the man up, but the point that I'm getting at is that there are a lot of folks that truck in paranormal bullshit, and I don't want to be one of those people. I want to talk about things that I think are real. I want to talk about the experiences that I have had and other people have had, and I'd like to be sincere about it. I don't want to talk nonsense just so that people will listen. And that's the whole point of having a podcast. Even if you only have like a few listeners or whatever, you consider it like a, it's fairly, it's an intimate audience, If I had 5 million listeners, I probably still wouldn't monetize this thing. I'm not saying that I wouldn't 100%, but I'm saying that I would be probably on the fence about it. The idea of getting paid to talk about some of the crazy nonsense that I talk about, I'll share this stuff for free. As a matter of fact, I actually do a lot of my comedy for free when I'm out in public. I like entertaining people. I like making people smile. I like making people laugh. I used to work in retail, and I know what it's like to have to work a job where all you do is, work a cash register and have to hand change to people that don't give a shit about you. That's the reason why I'm so nice to everybody. What, if they make my coffee, or if they, bag my groceries or any of that other stuff, I'm always kind to everybody, unless I'm having a panic attack or something. But the thing about how you treat people and how you, Okay, that was the strangest thing I've ever. Hang on a second. I'm going to take a break now. I've got something very strange going on in my house. Okay, I'm back. That was weird. Yeah, it was very strange. What it was is apparently it was Pigpen the cat who went ahead and was trying to get the sunroom door open. And this is one of those moments where you know where your pets are, and then you know where where they should be, and then. And then one of them apparently decides to start making a racket. And you're like, what the hell is that? Here I am was talking all this BS and nonsense about aliens and Men in Black. All I could think to myself is like, oh, shit, they're trying to get in. Oh, my God. See, this is what I mean by things that I talk shit about. Actually, I have a track record of saying something and then the shit just happens. And I just wish that if I were to say that I would win the lottery, it would happen as much as the other gloom and doom stuff does. And so anyway, this this cat, and I have a video of him up on my website at fairtrade141.com. It's fairtrade141.com. And if you go to the news section, you'll see I've got a line of t-shirts that are coming out about this cat. His name is Pigpen, and the shirts are going to say, this cat is a prick. And he is an absolute jackass. But anyway, I've got a video of him up on there, and it's pretty funny, where he rolls up on Radar the dog, and then Lily the dog comes and, you know, stops him from harassing Radar anymore. It's funny to watch. But, no, again, it all goes back to what I was saying earlier about creating drama and excitement and all that other stuff. I would much rather talk about things that are actually far more exciting than my daily life. I've been kind of researching some things regarding this whole, I guess they want to microchip everybody and create kind of a living internet, and have it all tied into various things like, you know, your bank accounts and your IRS databases, your health and all of that stuff, all of that data, you know, that's connected to this chip. You know, to where you would have absolutely no privacy, nothing would be yours. And, you know, the powers that be could shut you off at any time that they wanted to if you went afoul of them, or, you know, you said the wrong thing, or maybe just associated with the wrong people, or had a coffee meeting with somebody that you shouldn't have. The point that I guess I'm going with all of this stuff is the world is stepping further and further into a dystopian science fiction novel, as opposed to the bright and beautiful future of Star Trek. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the old people that are running the world were once young people who thought they were fighting oppression and all of that stuff. And they didn't have a generation-defining moment like the Greatest Generation did during World War II. And so their kids, the boomers, they started to create boogeymen left and right so that they could feel like they were fighting the same kind of great and malevolent evil. There's a reason why you have farces like climate change and 15 other different things, you know. Whether it be systemic racism, climate change, misogyny, all of these things that are coming out and coming to the surface, these are things that have been going on since the dawn of time. You know, nobody's gotten along 100%. There's been no idyllic nonsense. I mean, there has not been one people on the face of the earth that have lived in idyllic society. The human race has been at war with itself since our inception. Since the first monkey picked up the first, bone shard and stabbed his brother with it. That is the tale of humanity. And everyone treats what's going on in the world like, like all of this is somehow new. I'm like, no. And don't even get me started on everything, because I can literally sermonize for 4 to 5 hours on the problems and how we got here. And really what it all boils down to is I can sum it up. It's a lot of empowered, intellectually dishonest people spreading lies and deceit so that they can make money off of it. There, I said it. So if you have a crisis, a sudden crisis, whether it be geopolitical, economic, whatever, it's for somebody else's benefit. It's all about money. It's all about robbing you of your wealth and giving it to someone else who thinks that they have a better way of spending it. That 1% of 1% that I talked about, the ultra sapiens, these creatures that live thousands upon thousands of years that walk among us, pretend to be humans while we talking monkeys do their bidding. That's who I think the nebulous they are. I think there's creatures that pass for human, but they're not. I think that there's probably even a cloning facility at some point that we're going to start hearing about that actually has cloned people. And I started actually looking at people in Hollywood, and this is a great example, is if you look at people in Hollywood, right, and you look at all these actors, and there's so many people that look alike, and they have nearly the same birthday. It's like Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Kwan. You take a look at those two guys, they look almost identical, except there's a height difference, but they have nearly the same birthday. It's my Hollywood conspiracy. You take a look at Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Javier Bardem, and Robert Downey Jr., all three of those guys. I bet you if you were to take those guys and run their DNA, they probably got something similar somewhere, some genome that's common. Eric Mabius and Harrison Ford, there's another one. There's just people that I think that if you were to kidnap them, put them in the van, take their DNA and run it, you'd find out some weird shit was going on. But I don't advocate that. I'm just saying that there's a conspiracy afoot where these people, and I think that there's actually, I've actually even had this thought too. There are some people I think that they have cloned from the dead. Oh, I'm almost 100% certain of it. I don't know that for a fact. It's just my gut feeling. But I have a feeling, though, that I think that they've done these tests where they say, is it nature versus nurture? Or is it something genetic? Is it inborn? And then what they do is they clone somebody, and next thing you know, this guy's an actor. He looks like somebody else that used to live, 100 years ago, but he became an actor all over again. I'm just saying, it's weird. But I don't know. I don't know anything that's 100% anymore. All I know is that in the big scheme of things, I am less than a moth fart. And with almost 8 billion people on the planet, I am yet another howler monkey in the wilderness, screeching for someone to hear him. And now that I know that I have, quintupled my... my listenership just by being dishonest, and that was a joke. I mean, I had no intentions of it, but I thought, I'll just be funny for once, because my podcasts have been mostly gloom and doom lately. Sure, why not? Let's just have some fun at somebody else's expense. And sure enough, it seems to be paying a dividend. However, I mean, it doesn't pay me a financial dividend. I'm not actually in this for the money, because if I were, I'd probably have more interesting things in a more prepared format. As opposed to the stream of consciousness nonsense that I've been doing since, oh, I don't know, since COVID struck. I don't know. One thing that did happen today, though, that I will say that that shocked me was apparently past tense me, not future me, past tense me, put the camcorder that I was missing someplace safe. And today, technically future me, I found it. I found this case. It has my rescue walkie-talkies and stuff like that in it. And some of my other equipment for oddly enough, rando-nauting. And there it was. And I was like, wow, look at that. I put it someplace smart. And that was kind of like, that's one of those possible shifts in the parallel universe kind of a thing. Because like, I thought, you know, I'm smart, but I'm not always smart. And a lot of things that I use on a day-to-day basis, I put in dumb places. And it came as a bit of a shock to find out that I was smart enough to put it in a smart place where it wouldn't get lost and that I would find it if I just simply looked in the least likely place that I would have put it. Because in a million years, if you would have asked me where I put that, I would be like, fudge, I have no idea. Who would have thought that I had that little bit of insight, that one moment in the briefest of seconds that blipped by, that I thought, you know, what I ought to do is put this camcorder in a box with some other electronics that I'm going to use for a project when I go do randonauting. And then, oddly enough, the battery was dead. So I was like, well, that was pretty stupid. But anyway, at least I have the charger for it. Got it all put together. Charge it back up again. And so I figured, you know, hey, that's the one win for the day. I spent literally five minutes looking for it. I went outside to the garage thinking that maybe I left it out in the garage. And maybe I left it in a previous vehicle. Oh my God! You know, did it get destroyed when I got rid of the Jeep Cherokee? And actually, no. I just simply had misplaced it in a place that I would not have thought of. But then I got this wild hair. I thought, you know, just for shits and giggles, let's take a look in this container because it feels a little heavier than it should. I mean, two walkie-talkies don't weigh that much. And the camcorder itself is not very much bigger than a walkie-talkie. It's a very small one. And yet, at the same time, it has apparently a heavier molecular density than most walkie-talkies. So, luckily, I was able to pick it up, and I was like, you know, this doesn't feel right. But anyway, now, if Men in Black, or Aliens, or Wendigo, or a Wendigo that identifies as a Sasquatch shows up in my yard, I'll have a camcorder handy to take video. And that's the thing, is that, you know, that's the one thing about our society, is that there are 331 million people in the United States, and about two-thirds of them have working cell phones. And I mean, there's probably more. But I'm saying, let's just say for the sake of argument, that 75% of the population has working a cell phone. Why is it we can't get good video of anything? Has anybody really thought about that? Because like I was saying before, and I've said this on another podcast, I've got a phone that'll shoot 8K video. And yet, you know, I mean, I shot a video of my cat taunting the dog and just beating the crap out of him. And it came out really nice if you look at it on my phone or if you look at it on the computer at high res. But if you look at it through, like, let's say the website, it looks a little grainy. But, I mean, even then, you know, that's still better than half of the high-quality videos that seem to be hitting the YouTube. I swear to God, though, if I have aliens in my yard, I am so getting a video. I'm going to make them wait. I'm going to look, you know what? Hey, you want something from me? I want something from you. I want proof that you exist, that I'm not crazy. And if you want to have a legion of my illegitimate alien love children that are, you know, hybridized, hair, go ahead. Just send the best looking one you got, and give us a private room, and you know, I'll do what I can for humanity to save your race. You know, for when you conquer us and retake this planet from us. Just remember that, I wasn't really working with you. I was working against you in my own way. As I know that my genetics are full of all kinds of variants, but most of them are wired towards being defiant towards authority. So I know that my problem children will come back and, take vengeance for me, you know? That's what I think happens. I think that we all have this vain hope that we'll have a generation-defining moment. For me, it's either robots from the future coming back to kill me, aliens, absolutely aliens, not the H.R. Giger aliens from the movie Alien. Those things actually fucking terrify me. The little alien greys, you can beat the crap out of them pretty easy if they don't get the jump on you first. And believe me, they are very tricky. They mostly show up in the form of short, adorable things like Pokemon, and then they morph into the aliens. Things that you wouldn't normally see on any given day, whether they be Pokemon, stuffed animals. Sometimes they take on the form of stuffed animals, and then their eyes, roll back, and they reveal themselves. It's like, oh, look at this. Oh, who put a... Oh, wait a minute. I know this trap. Like, they pretend to be koala bears. That's a big thing that they like to do. Look at a koala bear's eyes. You can see treachery right there. And they got these claws, and they scratch and bite. The grays don't, but they put on the koala suit, and that's how they get you. That's why I don't ever have any intentions of going to Australia. Mostly because... I guess 1 in 5 koalas is actually an alien wearing a costume. You see what I did there? I just went off the rails just to be entertaining. I don't actually believe any of that stuff. I believe that if I were to have a camera, though, and keep talking shit about aliens, I guarantee it they'll show up and be like, what'd you say about us? Like, well, let me get my camera so I can prove it. I'm going to use you like a freaking baseball bat and beat the crap out of your friends with your head. No, it is what it is. You know, I mean, if you're going to go in, and if you're going to take the crazy circus and you're going to pitch the tent, you know, you got to bring everybody into the circus. But that's just, that's another story entirely. Right now I'm looking at Sasquatch sightings, and seeing if anything was reported in my backyard the other day, but I guess not. Neighbors, of course, you know, I live in a high crime area where nobody sees anything. You know, if Sasquatch were to hear it, if those 3 Wendigos had shown up in broad, I mean, they showed up in broad daylight, but nobody cares. They just think it's like, look, the white guy over here has got some crazy friends wearing Bigfoot costumes. Oh, is he fake fighting him? Because that one dude looks like he's really hurting, trying to pick him up and all. Wow, that's weird. You know, I could see my neighbors just be like, what the fuck is going on with that guy's house? And then they'd be like, hey, I'd be like waving at him, you know, they'd be like, quick, get in the house, don't make eye contact. Not only is he white, but he's weird. He's got weird shit going on over there. He's got aliens and all kinds of stuff going on. You know, I got Hispanic neighbors, too, just a couple doors down. They're delightful people. They're really nice folks. And I can only imagine what they must think. You know, look at that guy. He's got a rusty Jeep in his garage, and he's got an alien problem. You know, holy crap. You know, I'd just be like, I could just see him one of these days. We're like, we heard you have an alien problem. I know all about these things. We have pyramids all over Mexico and Central and South America. And they'll tell the story about how we got rid of our alien infestation. I'm like, really? How'd you do it? We killed them. I'm like, oh, that makes perfect sense. You know, but here's the thing is that if I were to actually, if let's say for the sake of argument that aliens landed in the lot next door. And let's say that, you know, I just charged a firearm and poached all 3 or 4 of these little assholes. That I'd be the one to go to jail. I wouldn't, you know, here's the thing is that self-defense laws being what they are already kind of sketchy. And we don't have a castle doctrine here in Minnesota. But if you break into my house, it's a safe bet that you're the one that's going to be in trouble. But if aliens, if I kill an alien in my house, I'm not only looking at going to jail, but then there's the whole, you know, I may have created an intergalactic incident. You know, this isn't a government-sanctioned assassination of an alien. You know, this guy could have powerful friends somewhere in the government, you know. Hey, that was my buddy Chet. And, you know, that deal we had at Area 51, yeah, now it's in jeopardy because this asshole killed my cousin. You know, I could see something like that happening, you know, and then I'd be like all over the papers and they would use my driver's license photo. I swear to God, and I know it too, because I'd be like, and be like, this man is guilty. Clearly, he looks like he ate half of McDonald Land. He killed Grimace, for fuck's sake. You know, that would be another thing. So I'd be tried in the court of public opinion for killing aliens and possibly Ronald McDonald. And it just gets weirder the more I think about the future. Because invariably, aliens will come to this planet. And, you know, then I'll be like, I always knew. And then all the people that doubted me will be like, holy crap, we thought he was nuts. He's still crazy. No, all kidding aside, though, I make a lot of jokes about a lot of things because that's how I cope with the world. The world right now is not a very friendly place. And if you've been paying attention to any of it, I'm sure you're all feeling that the world is, you know, at a breaking point. And my greatest hope is that just as the nukes are about to fly, space aliens will show up, and then we'll all have to band together and kill them. Like in Independence Day, only without, you know, the overtones of political correctness. You know, the things that I worry about the most are the things that people should probably worry about more so than, you know, aliens. You know, I don't worry about aliens nearly as much as I should. I should say, I worry about other things like, you know, economics, and I worry about the state of the country, and I worry about, you know, the state of the world. I do. Aliens are not even really a blip on my radar unless I'm going camping. And at that point, it's like, yeah, must find a way to make myself invisible to the aliens. Yeah, this blanket will work. Yeah, this huge sleeping bag will really work. No, I make a lot of jokes about that too, and that is actually an irrational fear I have, is that I'll end up like Todd Sees. And I've talked about this guy a number of times, and I still haven't seen anything new on that case. I know that there was supposed to be. Butch Witkowski was working on this stuff, but I don't know where he went with it, and I don't know how far he got with it. But it's one of those things where I actually do worry about, though, the whole alien abduction thing when I go camping. But I think I'm going to leave you guys on a creepy note because it's about 1 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday, and I know that the aliens will probably be showing up in about 45 minutes, just about the time my head hits the pillow and I finally go to sleep. And that's how, like I said, that's how they get you when you least suspect it. And, of course, because I sleep naked, that's when they always abduct me. And that's when everyone gets a show, the beam of light and me flying through it, all 900 pounds of me. It looks like, you know, they've made a huge mistake. Another thing I really worry about is aliens eating people. You know, that's the other thing I worry about. Because, I mean, I'm almost like human veal. I haven't had a whole lot of exercise in the last year because of being sick and COVID and shit. And that's what I worry about. Hey, I'd be like, you know, like a ribeye to them. Ooh, hey, look at that guy. You know. Don't want to be that guy, though. Trying to knock the weight off and get healthy and stuff like that. But Again, that was more information that you needed to know or didn't need to know that I felt like I needed to share anyway. Whew. As you can tell, I don't get out much. Anyway, I hope you have a rewarding day, because I'm sure that you're probably going to be listening to this. I know that I'm getting a lot of hits out of California right now on the website, and you know, I don't know where all of these listeners are coming from, but I'm actually pretty tickled, mostly because, well, I think it's funny. I think it's funny that something has clicked and all of a sudden everyone's listening to this podcast for absolutely no reason. Probably Schadenfreudism mostly. But I think that if you're entertained by this, I'll continue to make jokes and stuff like that. Maybe I'm actually funny. Anyway, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I'll be on again on Sunday. Take care. Good night.